September the 4th, 44. At dawn we are on the move again. We pass through Asher at the same time our leading tanks enter Antwerp. The 15 19th Hussars, who we are supporting, were ordered to guard the western approaches to Antwerp, as it is thought the Germans cut off at the coast may attempt to break through. We go into action near Lübecke, and all our Brens and tanks are sighted facing west. Flat dike land here, cultivated and split into allotments. Lieutenant Kilbrea goes back to last night's harbour area, and he and Gunner Edwards bring back three Germans. They are searched amid a curious throng of soldiers and civilians, and we stare in amazement at the thousands of franc notes taken from their pockets. Between them, they possess nearly 1 million French francs. We are rather astonished to see the Belgians patting the Germans on the back, and even shaking hands with them. There may have been something in the prisoners' story that they were Greeks. September the 5th, 44. We spend the night in Lübecke before moving to the outskirts of Willebroek. During the night, a DR of the regiment is shot by some Germans making their way through our lines. The regiment occupies an allotment area to the west of the town and were given a riotous reception by the people. A curious incident happened which reveals the fuel shortage in the neighbourhood. The area was dotted with thick posts stuck into the ground as anti-glider precautions. As soon as we arrived, the people swarmed all over the fields, sawing down the posts and carting them home for firewood. Many disputes arose over the ownership of the posts, and we were sometimes called to act as Solomon. Later, when all the posts were sawn off, others came and spent long hours digging up the stumps. We are given a respite by being allowed to maintain ourselves at half strength, and half the battery has a drink in the local inns and houses. September the 6th, 44. Still at Willebroek. The battery CP have a comfortable time in the house of a collaborator. Plenty of Nazi emblems and literature strewn all over the place. The day is spent in cleaning ourselves and equipment. Just as we don our glad rags to go out for the first time in months, we get the order to move. That night we entered Antwerp and went into action on the southern edge with our guns trained over the city centre. We managed to accommodate ourselves in houses, once homes of Nazis, and have a comfortable night. It seems strange to have civilians living normal lives alongside us. There is a battle going on in the northern suburbs of the city as our troops try to cross the Albert Canal. The enemy is firmly established in the factory buildings. September the 7th, 44. We fire several times during the day, and the battle still goes on north of Antwerp. Our firing breaks many windows in nearby houses. However, this does not prevent us making friends with the people, and everybody soon organises a place to get his feet under the table. We have come to the conclusion we like the Belgians. In the evening, we are allowed out to see the city and have an interesting time learning about the occupation and liberation. The shops are closed, but most cafes were open. Nearly all the windows carried bills printed in English. The Belgian people are grateful to their British and American liberators. People are dancing and drinking, yet less than a mile away across the canal we could hear the viscous rattle of machine guns and the sudden rush and bang of an 88mm shell and the whine and bang of our shells going in the opposite direction. A dance is being arranged for the troops on Saturday. Through the streets raced a lorry, from which men of the Communist Party were throwing bundles of the first edition of the first free newspaper published in Antwerp since the occupation.